argument is interrupted by Benji. Jacob takes him back to bed. Jacob and Julia continue their argument as they get ready for bed. The conversation is relatively calm, but still fraught. Again, they're interrupted by Benji, who calls out in the night. By the time Jacob returns, Julia is asleep. 2 weeks pass. At first, Jacob and Julia tiptoe around the conflict, but soon enough, Julia begins talking about divorce. She and Sam depart for the field trip that she's been chaperoning, which is a model UN conference. Meanwhile, Max and Jacob take the family dog, Argus, to the vet. Argus is old and decrepit, and Max thinks it's time to consider euthanasia. Jacob strongly disagrees. At the vet's office, father and son discuss the dog's condition. The conversation devolves into a discussion about Max's great-grandfather, Isaac, who was about to be placed in a nursing home. Max thinks his great-grandfather feels alone and forgotten. Julia and Sam arrive at the hotel where the conference is taking place. Julia and Mark, who is her co-chaperone, hand out room keys. Mark asks Julia if she wants to get a drink. They proceed to flirt in the hotel bar. Julia tells him about the secret phone. Mark thinks that Julia should leave Jacob. Suddenly, Billy, Sam's friend, interrupts the conversation. She has big news. Micronesia, the country her team represents in Model UN, has come into possession of a nuclear weapon. The students convene with Mark and Julia for an emergency strategy session. Mark and Julia get into an argument that's ostensibly about the UN, but is really about their views on divorce. Sam is upset and embarrassed. Later, when Mark goes to Julia's room to apologize, they kiss. Back at home, Jacob comes upon Max playing with Sam's iPad. Against Max's protests, Jacob plays Other Life using Sam's avatar. He accidentally kills the character. Max is horrified. Jacob tries to call tech support, but his only option is to pay $1,200 to restore the character. He refuses. The next day, Julia calls Jacob to tell him about the kiss. Jacob is in the car with Max and Irv on the way to pick up relatives from the airport. Tamir, who is Jacob's cousin, and Tamir's son Barak are flying in from Israel. On the way back to Jacob's house, the group learns that there has been some sort of serious catastrophe in the Middle East. Tamir tries not to worry about his wife and son, Rivka and Noam, who are back in Israel. They have a well-stocked bomb shelter. At first, the details of what has happened in the Middle East are unclear. Reports dribble in slowly over hours, days, and weeks. A large region, including Israel, has been hit by a massively destructive earthquake. In the aftermath, Israel refuses to share its plentiful resources with Arab populations, which have been hit hard by diseases, including dysentery and cholera. Almost every Arab country in the Middle East bands together to form Transarabia, a military offensive that effectively goes to war with Israel. The Jewish state fights for its continued existence, which seems tenuous. At home, back from the airport, Jacob finds Julia and Sam, who are home early from the Model UN conference. Around the time the earthquake hit, another tragedy happened closer to home. Isaac, Jacob's grandfather, hanged himself in lieu of going to the nursing home. Gently, Julia breaks the news to Jacob. Isaac, who was a Holocaust survivor, wanted to be buried in Israel, so his body is in limbo. Transport is unavailable, and it's unclear when it will be restored. In the coming weeks, Jacob and Julia tentatively rehearse the conversations they'll have about their divorce with the kids. They feel no real sense of urgency. Ultimately, the family decides that Isaac will just have to be buried in America. At the funeral, the rabbi makes a speech about how Jewish identity has coalesced around Anne Frank, who was a victim, not a survivor. Survivors like Isaac have been forgotten and remain uncelebrated. Back at home, playing Other Life with a new avatar, Sam comes upon a lion avatar who turns out to be his cousin, Noam, who is on a break from his duty in the Israeli army. They chat about the earthquake, Isaac's death, and their families. Later, before Noam is redeployed, he transfers his resilience fruit, a sort of life force in the world of Other Life, to Sam's avatar. The night after the funeral, Tamir and Jacob drink beer and smoke pot together. Tamir